on something we'll call a television. I'll take that picture and I'll send it zinging off through time and space. I'll bounce it off something I'm going to call a satellite, and it'll bounce right into a receiving set on a television set in your family room. Now, you know that the boys in the white coats would have been coming for that guy. But the truth is, we did it. We did it. Yet in 1 week this year, 1 week in the past year, I conducted a seminar in Toronto, Canada, in Los Angeles, California, in Auckland, New Zealand, in Honolulu, Hawaii, in 1 week. I could have been flying over to Tahiti, which I was, at 35,000 feet, going 600 miles an hour, press a button and my seat goes back, pull the thing out from underneath, I could virtually turn it into a bed, hit another button and somebody come to my aid and they'd give me something hot or cold to drink, they'd give me something to eat, they'd give me a pair of earphones, plug into the seat and I could listen to my choice of music, or I might be able to watch a first-run movie. They'd wheel a little cart down beside my seat and they'd give me a hot meal. I could wander up to the wall of the ship or the bulkhead of the plane, take a little plastic card, plastic was something that didn't even exist when I was a child, stick it in this machine, take a telephone back to my seat, and phone my office in Willowdale, Ontario, Canada, while I'm at 35,000 feet, traveling 600 miles an hour over Tahiti, just about the opposite side of the globe. And I would have been able to take, if I wanted to, a laptop computer out of my briefcase, set it on my knee, snap a modem on it, with the telephone, communicate to my office in Willowdale. Or take a portafax again, snap that onto the phone, send a paper to my office in Willowdale. Where did all these things come from? Where do you think you got the digital watch that you have? There is only one source of supply. Every great teacher all down through history for the last 6,000 years in recorded history has told us that if we had our ear to the ground, we'd get the message. This is where everything starts. We build the picture in our mind. Do you know what our problem is? When we build that kind of a picture, we instantly say we can't do it if it's far beyond the results that we're getting. You wouldn't be able to get the picture if you couldn't do it. You can do anything you want. Anything you want. Now, hooked up to your conscious mind, like little antennae, you have sensory factors. You can hear, see, smell, taste, and touch. And you know that's where most people get all their information, through their sensory factors? They watch a TV, read a newspaper, listen to the radio, overhear conversations, and you know what most people are doing? They're talking about why something can't be done. And we're listening to it. Do you know, for 26 years, that's the only way I got my direction. I just did whatever the other guys were doing. Remember when I was 17, they said, we're joining the Navy. Are you coming? Sure. I got 5 years. They didn't even like it. I'd never even seen a boat, let alone a ship. Why did I do it? Well, the other guys were doing it. Just wherever they go, you know, like sort of in lockstep type fashion, we go through our life. The average person tiptoes through life, hoping they make it safely to death. What a dumb game. That's not a practice run. We get one shot at it. You don't have a contract to live forever, you know. If you're going to let what you do be based upon what you hear, you better make certain the people that are giving you the advice are getting phenomenal results, or you're going to go where they're going. And I can be an authority on this. I am an authority on it. I spent 27 years doing it. Every waking hour, I know where they're going to lead you. Around in a circle, because that's where they're going. When an idea comes into your mind, you want to ask yourself this question. Don't ask whether it's wrong or whether it's right. See, Jan was right. There was something on the book. So was I right. There was nothing on the book. That's not the question. Do you know what the question is? Will that idea take me from where I am and move me in the direction of the star that I'm shooting at? Will it help me reach my goal? If it won't, I guarantee you, it's going to take you in the other direction, because you're not going to stay where you are. That is certain. That comfort zone is a dangerous place to be. It's like Rigg said, it may be comfortable, but it's a bad spot. You have the ability, when someone gives you a suggestion,